I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And good morning to you if you are watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102 or on any of the major social media platforms.
He is one of our favorite coaches in the area. We catch up with him about once every summer. Sometimes I would like for it to be twice a year, Coach. But I know you live a very busy life. His name is Coach Joe Hudak, and he is with the Kingsman Baseball Summer College Team, and they are back once again. He's going to give us all the details, as well as details of the upcoming banquet. So let's welcome Coach Hudak once again back to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Coach.
Hey, he's in the house again. Look out. I love coming to visit with you guys.
Well,
man.
We enjoy having you. Yeah. Our roots go all the way back to when you were at Winthrop University.
Yes,
and
sir.
You were always kind with your time there. And then once that season of your life ended, you continued to enjoy and coach the sport of baseball. Mm-hmm. And that's where Kingsman Baseball kind of came out of.
Yep.
This is a summer college team, mm-hmm. and take us out from there.
Yeah. So all the college kids look for, there's probably 40 wood bat leagues across the country, where they go and play in the summer. And there was one in Charlotte, Southern Collegiate Baseball League. And so when I was working for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I wanted to start a summer college team that was faith-based, right? So I think 2015 is when we started it. We played in the league. We actually won the championship. Lucas, if they're keeping score, man, we're playing to win. That's the only way I know how to play,
yeah,
right?
That is so true.
I hate losing, but we started. We were faith based, so we're one of only four teams, summer teams in the country that are faith based. So we have team Bible studies. We go to church together, and then I take them on a mission trip to the Dominican. It's been a wonderful 10 years. God's blessed us so abundantly, and it's just a great time. We've got actually our guys are coming in Tuesday, right? We got 30 kids from. If I can remember. 11 different states, 19 different schools. Coming in Tuesday, we're going to be here for a week, play some games, and then we're heading to Alaska, the great northwest, I guess. And Alaska is a great place. We've gone twice before. Great place to visit, and especially in the summer. I don't want to go there in the winter. Right? And we'll come back here for another 3 weeks, and then we head to the Dominican for an 11-day mission trip. It's going to be a fantastic
Amazing.
Summer.
So what an experience for these college baseball players, because their season is done,
yep.
but they still want to stay active. And we
yep.
know in today's athletic world, your athletes, whatever sport you play, yep. you have to play it year round.
Yep.
So they're looking for summer league to play in.
Right.
They get with the Kingsman baseball team. This is a Christian based
mm-hmm. yes,
program.
Sir.
And not only do they get to play a sport that they love, you take them on two trips. This year they go to the Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at a picture of the team in the Alaska tundra. And then we're looking at the same team in the Dominican.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As you can imagine, bundled up and ready for winter. And sun's out, guns out in
yeah,
the other one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But what an experience that they get to yeah. play the sport that they love. They get to go on a mission trip and and communicate with folks
mm-hmm.
and build bridges using yeah. the sport that they love through baseball.
Yeah, it is an amazing experience. I think that's why, on this year's club, we got 30 guys, 12 of them are guys that are coming back. Mm-hmm. They've played with us before. We got one kid that's coming back for a third year. And I think, that speaks to the fact that they have a good experience with us. We take care of them. We do things in a first-class manner. And it's interesting to me because I think when kids come back a second year, that's really where you see a big jump spiritually, right? Especially if they didn't come from much of a spiritual background when they started. If they come back a second year, they really grow in their faith. And so, that's really why we're doing it. I mean, I love the game of baseball. I love coaching it, I'm fine if the Lord takes me home on the baseball field. What else is there to do? I just love it, two things outside of my kids, the two things I'm most passionate about are my faith and baseball, and this combines them. So, it's nothing better, man.
Well, and I think it's great. We've seen you coach on the field mm-hmm. for both Winthrop and Kingsman.
I'm not sure that was a good thing.
It was good. But you're able to not only coach these guys in baseball, in the game of baseball, but you're able to kind of walk alongside them with life, and they learn a lot of leadership skills and life skills. But you also show them that the Lord can also put things in their path to help share him with others. And,
and
that could be a microphone, that could be a baseball bat in this case, or a ball or a glove.
Yeah, the platform the players have. You know, like when we go to the Dominican, you know, and we go and we go into a sugarcane village, and you know, the kid, we play with kids. We go to a couple different orphanages, and you know, it's an amazing experience. Those kids look up to American baseball players phenomenally, you know. So it's a great opportunity for us, and yeah, I think you know, you were correct there when you talked about preparation. That's our goal. Whole reason we're doing this is to prepare kids on the field, right, to be the best players they can be, but also prepare them for life, right? Because, you know, baseball is going to be over at some point for them, and, you know, what kind of a man are they going to be? What kind of a husband? What kind of a father? We hope that we can influence them to be men of character and men of integrity. It's just a phenomenal thing for me. It's just amazing.
We're speaking with Coach Joe Hudak. He is with Kingsman Baseball. They're going to start play on May the 29th. Coach, how can the community continue to support these young men? I mean, we've got several from Rock Hill, by the way, in Fort Mill. I see Fort Mill on the list as well.
Yeah.
And you mentioned some of the other states. But how can the community help you? What they can come to the games. They can come to the banquet. Give us more details about all that.
Yeah, obviously, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, so the only reason we exist is because people support us. And so coming to the games would be great. It's great for our guys to play. We play at York Comprehensive High School. It's a great facility. They've been great to us. We've played there, I think, the last 7 years, I think. And they're really great to us, a great facility. So come out and watch us play. We have a banquet coming up on Monday, June 2nd at First Baptist. We've got a Christian comedian coming in, Ken Kington. He's hilarious. If you like to laugh, you should come out. You know, it's you can go to our website, kingsmanbaseball.org. And as soon as you click on that, at the very top, there's a banner about the banquet. You can register for it. That's our primary fundraiser for our Dominican trip. Dominican trip costs about $70,000. And we have to raise all of our money. So any other way, you know, obviously, if you just think, hey, I'd like to donate towards the trip, on our website, kingsmanbaseball.org, there's a donate button at the top. All of that money will go directly to the mission trip. So there's different ways they can support. You know, we have some families already that are host families for us. You know, we have to find housing for our guys, so we have a couple of host families. We rent a couple of Airbnbs, and it's just a great summer. You can't tell that I'm excited about the boys getting here, man.
I'm kind of getting that feeling a little bit from you, Coach.
Almost.
And, of course, we want to brag on one of our very own. I know you're good friends with Stephen Stone, and he calls your games, and he has been a great, not only a personal friend to you, but a professional friend as well.
Absolutely. The Stone Man. There are no human beings like that man.
That's
right?
True. When God made him, God said, I'm going to retire this mold.
I'm throwing this one away, man.
I cannot duplicate this one, but of course he calls all of the games.
He does.
And
yeah,
what a great compliment.
Yeah, he's a great friend, and we go back, I don't know, 25 years probably from my days at Winthrop, and you know, he loves baseball. You know, he's a baseball lifer like me, and I love coaching. He loves calling, and you know, it's every game. You know, he goes to away games. You know, there are some games that he might miss because of his responsibilities here, but he's a great friend, and the golden tones of the Stone Man, I'll tell you what.
Well, believe you me, he would much rather be with you than what he has to do if he's called out here when he's not supposed to be. But we love him. We need him. He's the glue that holds this place together.
He's told me that many times. Yeah. No.
He's not on the truth.
Alan Miller, you didn't hear that. Manning, I didn't say that.
They know. All right. Well, his name is Coach Joe Hudak. He's with the Kingsman Baseball. Check out kingsmanbaseball.org. You're going to get all the details about the two trips that the team's going to make. See how you can get involved there. Check out their schedule. Support them when they're playing here at home at York Comprehensive High School. Come on out to the banquet on June the 2nd.
Hey, I'm going to throw one more thing out there.
Sure.
This is the first time people will be hearing this, right? So we are starting a Kingsman Baseball Academy. in Gastonia, North Carolina this fall. It's a high school academy for kids. We got 23 kids already committed from 9 different states. Academy baseball is jumping up all over the South, and it's for kids that are serious about baseball, and excited to get that going. My son Preston's going to coach with me there. He came back from California to help me run it, and he's our recruiting coordinator. Done just a fantastic job. So we are really excited. So I'm not going to have a whole lot of time after the summer season is over. We get back from the Dominican on July 20th, and our kids, our academy guys report August 17th. Okay. So. Really excited about that. We'll maybe come back another time and tell you a little more about
that. Absolutely.
Please do so. Thanks so much, Coach.
It's my pleasure, man.
Joe Hudak.